This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. On Tuesdays, we focus on education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, getting students interested in the medical field. In Richardson, high school students are learning about all kinds of healthcare jobs, from emergency medical technician to nurse's aide, and they're getting hands-on experience, but they're not getting it in a traditional classroom. 11th grader Aaliyah Moore is taking visitors on a tour of her health science classrooms.
So this is the first classroom, and we have the Ladare doll. And it's like a full body mannequin that can simulate abnormal and normal conditions within a person. So it's easier
there,
to
practice on. There, resting on a bed, its head like propped on a pillow, is a male mannequin. He's the patient. Two students stand at the bed, dressed in teal-colored scrubs and with stethoscopes around their necks, just like at a hospital. In this case, this classroom is in an actual hospital. Methodist Health System donated 7,000 square feet of its campus on West Campbell Road to the Richardson Independent School District. Students enrolled in the health science program say practicing in a wing of the hospital makes it feel more real.
See, nursing programs don't even have this doll because it's so expensive. So we were fortunate enough to have this with us and be able to use it and, you know, have really in-depth look at how to actually care for patients in a healthcare facility.
That's Seminole Hawk. He's a senior at Richardson High School. He plans to go to medical school and study anesthesiology. He and a classmate are standing around the hospital bed, examining their mannequin patient with the help of a SIM pad. It's basically a portable touchscreen computer. The device controls the mannequin and records vital information.
Respiration, heart rate, oxygen. You can change it and adapt it to show how the patient can react to different situations, such as asthma or maybe a mild heart attack or a heart murmur and whatnot. So it's really cool and interesting.
Richardson School District officials say this setup is unique. While other districts have partnerships with hospitals, they say they've taken it a step further by turning a hospital into the classroom. Sandra Hayes is assistant superintendent for district operations.
That allows kids to explore what they really want to do after high school, and it's free because the kids are able to jump from one course to the other. If they find something that they don't like, they don't have to stay more than that semester or year. But if they find their passion early in high school, then they're able to put all their energy and their resources into that program and just continue to grow.
225 sophomores, juniors, and seniors are enrolled in the program at the hospital. Another 400 students take entry-level classes at one of the district's four high schools. Hayes says the district hopes to double its health science program in the coming years. Brian Stewart oversees healthcare professions at Tarrant County College. He says high schools are doing a better job of exposing students to the healthcare field, and that's happening as the demand for healthcare workers grows.
5 years ago, we were at a point where there were not as many jobs available. And over the last 5 years, you've seen the retiring workforce of nurses, you've seen baby boomers and more folks needing more nursing care. So I think our economy just kind of changed in the last 5 to 7 years.
Stewart says area hospitals are looking for students who don't just have medical skills.
Our students need to be good at the bedside. They need to be able to communicate. They need to be able to write well. You know, all those soft skills are really important.
Back at the hospital in Richardson, students are learning how to properly turn a patient over in bed.
How to prevent those pressure ulcers because they don't heal well. When you're older, you have poor circulation.
A lot of older patients have.
Nearby, students are learning how to draw blood using a stuffed dog. Tour guide Aaliyah Moore says she loves working with people, but she really loves animals too.
It's really cool to come here and learn different careers, so it helps you kind of go down a path and know what you want to do when you reach college.
For Aaliyah, that could mean veterinary school. Stella Chavez, KERA News.